He is the light of the world. No other person can make that claim on the earth. Jesus said, if you follow me, darkness will have no place in your life. If you follow me, Satan will have no say in your home. If you follow me, sickness will have no presence in your body, because I am the light that shines in darkness. And let me just say a few things about the systems that operate in this world. You must understand that there are two major spiritual atmospheres on the earth. We have this, the kingdom of darkness, and we have the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of light. We have the activities of the devil, and we have the activities of God. Wherever you find yourself is a choice that you made for yourself. And I need to just read some few scriptures just to give some form of clarity to what we are saying this morning. Let's look at what the scripture says. Let's tie everything with the word of God. Isaiah chapter 60. I'd like to read it from the word of God. I don't want to read it by heart, but I just want to read it for us this morning. And I want us to pay attention to what the word of God says. Isaiah chapter 60. Look at what it says. Arise, Jerusalem. Let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Look at verse 2. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. All the nations. Be you in Europe, in Africa, in Asia, in Antarctic, in America, wherever you find yourself in the world, darkness is upon the face of the earth. The devil is not isolated to Africa or to Asia. The devil is the same everywhere. Darkness is upon all the nations of the earth. He said, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. So this whole world is in darkness. And maybe I need to say some things as we go forward. The whole world is in darkness. Darkness is the manifestation of the activities of the devil on the earth. His work and his plan is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Darkness is the active operation and dominance and residence of the devil on the earth. And that can be through a person, that can be through a family, that can be through a city or through a nation. Wherever the devil has his office and his tentacles or his domain, that is where the Bible calls darkness. Wherever the devil has a say, that is a place of darkness. In Colossians 1 verse 13, the Bible made it clear to us that there are two kingdoms and there are two activities that happen in those kingdoms. Look at Colossians 1 verse 12. From verse 12, let's go to verse 13. He said, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. Everyone who is in this world that has not been born again is automatically in the kingdom of darkness, according to what the Bible says. When we give our life to Jesus and we accept him as our Lord and personal Savior, you may not know it, you may not see it, but there was a change and a transportation and a transfer of your person, of your domain from darkness to light. But that tells us that there are two kingdoms. The Bible says that the whole world is under the influence of darkness. He said, but we are of God and we have overcome the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every darkness upon your life, upon your home, every darkness, operations or activities of darkness in your family this morning, they are ended in the name of Jesus. Now, if you look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. The Bible says, he said, we know that we are children of God. Say, I'm a child of God. And that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. The whole world is under the control of the evil one, but we know that we are children of God. You cannot be a child of God and be under the control of the evil one. It's an error. And you cannot be under the control of the evil one and be calling yourself a child of God. It's not possible. You are either a child of God or you are not. You are either under the control of the kingdom of darkness or you are a child of God. The Bible then says in verse 20, he said, we know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. By being in his Son, Jesus Christ, he is the true God and eternal life. Praise the Lord. The true God and eternal life. So we see that darkness is not associated to just an identity or a community. Darkness is upon the earth. And only those who have accepted Jesus Christ as a Lord and personal Savior can make a claim to operate and to reside in the kingdom of God. Now listen to this. Creation of this world began with the introduction of light. Light was what preceded creation. God decreed life and light into this world. And it was the light of God that brought life into this earth. The light of God was what eliminated darkness and paved way for creativity and creation to happen in our lives. Sometimes what is standing between a man and his creativity and his result is the activity of darkness. When light is introduced, darkness gives way. Whatsoever is standing as darkness in your life, in your home, in your affairs, in your nation, in your community, standing against the manifestation of God in your life, this morning we command they are removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Light is a system introduced by God to dominate the presence of darkness on the earth. And this is why light is needed to maintain dominion on the earth. God introduced light into the world to maintain his dominance on the earth. God brought light into the earth to establish his kingdom on the earth. Light was introduced to maintain dominion, God's dominion, God's kingdom, and God's authority on the earth. Without the light of God, there would be no manifestation of God on the earth. So our whole earth, dominated by the devil, can be dispelled. The enemy can be dispelled around the world everywhere the light of God is introduced. And now let me make that a bit simple. Darkness was not part of God's intention. It was only after Adam and Eve disobeyed God and they fell from the purpose of God that they, unintentionally handed over their authority and power to reign on the earth to the devil. They legally gave their position to the devil, unintentionally. And from that time, the devil has taken domain on the earth. He has taken domain over different industries, the science industry, the music industry, the entertainment industry, the sport industry, different industries, the fashion industry. The devil has ravaged those places with his activities. Many of the designers, cloth designers, are not Christians. They don't even believe in God. Many of the popular musicians are not Christians. They don't even believe in God. Many of the world-renowned scientists are not Christians. They don't even believe in God. Many sport artists are not Christians. They don't even believe in God. That is why the devil has, you know, asked, and I would say, that is why the world is where we are today. Many politicians are not even Christians and they don't believe in God. Why? Because the devil has established his dominance on the earth because of the absence of light. After Adam and Eve sinned and disobeyed God, darkness overcame the earth. The light of God left the whole world. How do I mean? And I'll prove that in scripture. The light of God, the life of God is the light of men. And wherever the life of God is, God expects his light to shine. And God created man, Adam and Eve. Bible says Genesis 1:27. It said, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. And in Genesis 2:7, the Bible says, and God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The breath that God breathed into man was his own life. And that life was to ensure that man continued God's kingdom and glory and power on the earth. But the Bible told us, God said to them, he said, the day you eat of this tree, you will die. The day they ate of that tree, the life of God in them departed. The light of God left the earth. The day Adam and Eve sinned against God, light left the whole earth. From that day, the devil started taking dominance all over the earth. And I'll give you an example. If you have a garden, you don't need to plant a weed. What happens? What do? They grow by themselves. If you want to plant flowers, flowers don't grow by accident. Flowers are planted intentionally, but weeds grow anyhow. Weeds naturally will spread. Bushes, forests, they will spread. But whenever you want to bring beauty into a place, you have to be intentional about it. So the devil was spreading like grass. He was going into every sector. He was influencing ideas. He was influencing cultures. He was influencing psychologists and physiologists and sociology. He was influencing men. He appeared to men in visions, and he told them that this is God. He spoke to people in dreams, and people had dreams thinking that it was God who revealed himself to them. Actually, it was the idea of the devil that they were. He communicated himself to them through living organisms. Many things happened on the earth before light came. Light left the whole earth, and people were in pain. People were in sickness. People were in defeat. People were cheated. They were abused. God did his part. God chose a nation in the earth, on the earth, and he called them his own people. And God used those people to at least establish and put his footprint and give a witness of himself on the earth. You know, while the whole earth was in darkness, God chose a people. He called them the Israelites. And through the Israelites, God preserved a dimension of his light on the earth. But God could not extend his authority, his control, his kingdom beyond these people he has chosen. And he was working with these generations, this nation, for many generations. He was revealing himself to them, and it was only through them that the light of God was sustained to a degree on the earth. But it was the will of God that all the nations of the earth shall see the glory of God. It was the will of God that all the cities, all the nations, as the waters cover the sea, so all men come to the knowledge of the glory of God. It was the will of God. God wanted every man to see his light. God wanted his light to shine in every nation. He didn't just want to limit himself to a place. He wanted to break forth into every nation. But God could not do it because of the active operations of darkness that has not yet been silenced on the earth. But glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. When Jesus came, Jesus brought back the light of God to the earth. Hallelujah. Jesus brought back the light of God to the earth. And he has now told us, as many have received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Now, everyone who has now accepted Jesus, you are the carrier of the light. You are the carrier of the life. You are the carrier of the glory of God. And you know what? The whole earth is waiting for you to manifest the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God on the earth. Before we go further, let me just go again into this passage of scripture. Again into this, what I've just written down here. Light is a system that brings dominance, fruitfulness, multiplications, replenishments, in other words, continuity to the earth. And this is contrary to the system of darkness where reduction, oppression, death, and evil is the principal trait. You would never find the will of God in darkness. You would never find the purpose of God in darkness. You will never be able to exercise your dominance on the earth. Your dominion, your authority, your commission under God to be fruitful in darkness. The only time you can shine in this world is if you are the light. You cannot shine in darkness as the dark. Light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And therefore, I declare for every member of this church, everyone connected to this body, to this kingdom, to this commission, everything about you will begin to reflect the light of God in the name of Jesus. Everything about you will begin to reflect the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Everything about you will begin to reflect the beauty of God in the name of Jesus. God wants us to reflect his light. You are now the light of God on the earth. I'll get there. Again, you must understand that light and darkness cannot live together. Light and darkness, you cannot have light and darkness at the same time. God is light. The devil is darkness. In order for you to dominate the enemy, you must stand in the place of light. You must remain in the place of light. And that means that you remain in your relation. You have a relationship with God. You maintain an active relationship with God. And you walk continually with God. In other words, again, if you look at John chapter 11, John chapter 12, from verse 35. You know, this scripture is very important. John 12:35. You're welcome. How are you? God bless you. John 12:35. It says, Jesus replied, my light will shine for just a little longer. He said, walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Those who walk in the darkness cannot see where they are going. Put your trust in the light while there is time. Then you would become children of light. While Jesus Christ was on the earth, he was the light of the earth. He made manifest the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God. He revealed the purpose of God. He revealed the will of God. He revealed the mind of God. Even the law of Moses was not a full revelation of the mind of God. And that's why people came to Jesus Christ and they were asking him. They said, if a man, divorces his wife and he marries again and all that. And they were saying all sort of things. And Jesus said to them, he said, in the beginning, when light was, he said it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. In other words, it was not the will of God for a man and a woman to divorce. It was not the will of God. God never wanted people to be divorcing. He didn't like it. He said, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. God does not like it. God does not like people falling sick. It is not the will of God to see people in bed. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and you are in health as your soul prospereth. So it was Jesus that made us know that God's will for us is to prosper. God's will for you is to prosper and be in good health. It is not the will of God for us to be poor. God wants to bless us in everything we do. In fact, the first words that God spoke to Adam and Eve, I would say one of the most critical words that God spoke to Adam and Eve when he created them, he said to them, he said, be fruitful. He said, multiply. He said, replenish the earth. He said, have dominion. God never intended for man to be poor. Everyone who has said that prayer this morning, I declare the light and the life of God is upon you in the name of Jesus. In everything you do, you make manifest the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Lord, for everyone listening this morning, I declare the light of God is upon you. The glory of God is upon you. The peace of God is upon you. The grace of God is upon you. As you go from here, begin to manifest the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God in your home, in your life, in your business, in your career, in everything that you do. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we are afraid. Amen. Say bigger amen. Praise the Lord.